Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings. My eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord, and His truth is marching on. It's Dr. Cox, Master Time, presenting the world today. Our beloved today, there, Jesus' disciple asked him, Master, when is the end time? He told him that no man knows the end time. Even my Father, which is in heaven, even the angels that bow down before my Father in heaven, they do not know the end time. Beloved, I did tell you, he told them, he said, when you see walls and rooms of walls, earthquake in diverse places, famine, pestilence, disaster, nation rise up against nation, kingdom against kingdom, knowing not that your time is at the door. But these are the signs that Jesus told his disciples. And beloved, today you are seeing the sign. You are seeing the sign of the time of the coming of the Lord. You are seeing the sign today. They are fighting in the bedroom. They are fighting in the living room. They are warring in the dining room. They are warring in the kitchen. They are warring in the washroom. They are warring alone, outside and on the streets. Husband against wife, wife against husband, father against son, son against father, daughter against mother, mother against dad. You know, these are all the signs of the coming of the Lord. I will love it today. Be mindful of the fact that there will be no more signs. You may ask yourself, what is a sign? But there will be no more signs. Remember Jonah in the belly of the whale. There will be no more signs. God sent Jonah to go to Nineveh, preach repentance. Jonah went on the dock and boarded a ship that bound for Tarshish. And the ship, had loaded up, and the crew had blown it home, and the captain have set their sails, and they are bound for Tarshish. Our beloved and old brother Jonah, he went in to pay his fare to Tarshish. And he went in the belly of the fish, belly of the ship, and went to sleep, hoping that he going to wake up on the shores of Tarshish, and I'll be escaped from the order of the Lord. But old Jonah, he forgot that my God rule the wind and the waves. My God set the motion of the sea in motion. And my God set the waves of the sea. And my God set the billows. And my God set the ocean. And my God set the mountain. And my God also set a whale. And our beloved, as they were trying on, having a good time, on my way to Tarshish, And they rolled the stone in the in the sea of Tasha, and the ship began to reel, and it began to rock. And I beloved, and somebody said, what is this that happened to us? We had come this way many days. We had come this way for many a time, and we never seen it on this order. They began to inquire, what is wrong? They began to they unload the ship, the cargo, in the middle of the ocean, because my God, amen, is walking on the ocean. And when he walked on the ocean, he turned the ocean into a mountain of water. He turned the billows. He turned the ship into a little trash on the water. Ah, beloved. If you never had a trip on the North Atlantic Ocean in the month of February and March, you don't know. You don't know how my God. You don't know how my God. You don't know the fury of his anger. You don't know the fury of his anger. And my God will take your, beautiful cruise ship, amen, and throw it around like a piece of paper on the water, ah, beloved. My God, amen, will turn the ocean into a mountain of waters, ah. I beloved, oh brother Jonah didn't realize that my God rules, the wind on the waves, my God rules, ooh, every drop of water in the ocean, my God rules, but I beloved, after they unload the ship, that bar for Tasha, they realized that the ship was going down. Oh, they said, let us cast lots. And there was somebody, remember, there is somebody made in the bottom of the ship. And he went down and said, wake up, old sleeper. And we are in trouble. Call upon the your God. That we may tell us who you are. Tell us who you are, where you came from. Tell us where you're born. I said, I am, amen. I am one of the Israelites. Amen. Ah. And I forecast Lord and see who it is. Whoever it is, we will show him our boat. Ah. And I cast lots, amen. And the Lord fell on Jonah. Jonah said, throw me overboard. Woo. I gotta hide in place. And a new captain with a skillful act. Load up Jonah and turn him aboard. And the wind ceased from raging. Ooh. And as Jonah hit the water, went down the belly of the ocean. My God, prepare a whale and swallow Jonah. My God, prepare a whale and swallow Jonah. Ah, oh, beloved. Normally it takes Jonah 3 days' journey. But when the whale got a hold to him, All right, then they take the regular overnight joint in. And I have a lover the next morning, the regular spewed him up on Nineveh's bank. Preach your penance. Preach your penance. Repent ye. For the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Repent ye. God, amen, purpose is what to save Nineveh, not Tasha. Our God purpose was to save Nineveh. And Jonah preached the gospel in 40 days. Nineveh shall be overthrown unless you return to God. And the high man and the low man, your cause of fasting and sacrificial ashes, turn to God. God's going to destroy us. I love it when you hear the word. Turn to God. And my God will destroy you if you fail to turn to Him. Turn ye. Set your house in order. Because my God is going to rise. He rise in the wind of the stone. You rise on the billows. You rise in the morning. You rise at noonday. You rise in the evening time. You rise at midnight. You can't hide from God. You know. You know how to hide in place. My God, He's right. He's right in every storm. Ah, beloved, Nineveh went and repented. Nineveh went and preached repentance. And preached repentance. They repented, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Our beloved today, my word to you, there will be no more sign. There will be no more sign. The sign of Jonah in the belly of the whale. There will be no more sign. Our beloved, there will be no more sign. But the sign of Jonah in the belly of the whale. Repent ye! Repent ye! Repent ye. There will be a worse time for Jonah in the belly of the whale. Ah, beloved. And Jonah went and preached. And all the nation bowed down in sackcloth and ashes and turned to God and the Lord. Amen. Spare the city. And Jonah went out, amen, and sat, amen, waiting to see the city destroyed. But God spared the city, and he got angry with God. And God worked with him. And I beloved. Today is your day. To turn to God. Today is your day. So it was in the days of Sodom and Gomorrah, so shall it be in the coming of the Son of Man. Our lovely day. I'm here to tell you what just said the Lord. I'm not here to make you happy. I'm not here to make you jump. I'm here to that God may have mercy upon you and touch your heart. And you can say, I will surrender. But all to thee I give. I surrender all. Our beloved, today is your day. Today is your opportunity. Today is the time, and today is the place that you should surrender your life, that you should surrender your life to God. Remember Jonah. I prayed from the depths of the ocean as the fish, great fish, swallow him up, taking him where no ship was able. At that time, my God was the captain. Amen. Our beloved, and the fish was directed by God to take old Jonah to Nineveh bank and spew him out, do his bidding. My God is calling some of you. My God is calling some of you, preachers, to go Cuba. Obama opened the way of Cuba. A missionary could go to Cuba only 90 miles away. Our beloved, my God is talking to some of you. Now you need to get up off these cushion seats. Amen. And take the word of God. Get up off this cushion seat. Get up off this nice suit. Get up off these sweet gowns and hats and shoes. And take this gospel to the world. These who are here, they say they're saved already. You need to find people who are not saved and preach to them. You need to find some organization who are not saved and preach to them. It said, I come not, amen, for the righteous, but sinners to repent. Amen. Say, I come not for the righteous, but sinners to repent. But sinners to repent. If you are righteous, you need not repent. Sinners, my God is calling for you to get up. Get up. Go to the unsaved. That sinners may repent. Ah, beloved. And so it was in the days of Noah. You riding around your sweet Cadillac, your Mercedes, your Lexus, your this and your that and your that. But my God is saying to you today, you're not doing the thing. Wait until the preacher calls you. You need to go out and bring souls in. Amen. You need to go out to the highway and the hedges and bid them to come. See? Come and dine, the master calls you. You can eat at Jesus' table all the time. Our beloved today, remember Jonah. He had a message. If you have a message from the Lord, but if you have been called, amen. If you have been called and you were sent to the dying world, he give you a message to go to the world, except you repent be saved, ye shall all likewise perish. All likewise perish. Oh, beloved, you see the great edifice. You see the great edifice around the city. And there's a CEO, a chief executive officer, over these edifices. All they're doing is fleecing the poor peasants so they can live a good life. Oh, beloved, that's not what God is calling for today. I'm sorry that I wrote it from my teacher today, but I opened my mouth to the Lord, and I will not turn back. I promise the Lord. Ooh. Hallelujah. I promise the Lord. I promise the Lord. You'll be signed by name. I'll make him a soldier. I promise the Lord. If he sends me, I'll go. I promise the Lord. I'll do his business. I will love the name. Whosoever call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved from this sin. My friend. Let the blind, the deaf, the dumb, let the sick, the lame, the weary, naked, sick, and bad, let them call upon the name of Jesus. They shall be saved. I will love today. I want you to know that time is an essence. That time is an essence. And you know, beloved, my heart is indicted to make good manner from my heart. My heart, amen, hallelujah, is indicted to make good manner from my heart. Because I have been with Jesus. He promised to be a rock in the wilderness. He promised to be my shelter in a time of storm. We ought to have been on our way doing what God has sent us to do. Our beloved. Our beloved. I'm here to tell you. Teaching today will be taken from the subject Paul before King Agrippa. My beloved, Brother Paul was fighting for his life. Brother Paul said, my eyes have seen the glory of the Lord, and his truth is marching on. My eyes have seen the glory. I will not compromise. I cannot be bought, amen, compromised, lure away, turned back, deluded or delayed, not flinching in the face of sacrifice, hesitate in the presence of adversity, negotiate at the table of enemies, ponder at the pool of popularity. I will not shut up. I will until I preach up this gospel. Reach the four corners of this world. I will have this Paul before Agrippa. Agrippa said, I think myself happy. Paul at King Agrippa, because I shall answer for myself this day before thee, touching all the things which I am accused of the Jews. I will have it, especially because I know thee to be expert in all the customs and question which are among the Jews. Well, therefore I beseech thee to care of me patiently. Paul is fighting for his life. A man of God who was man on the road to Damascus. After he has persecuted and wasted the church, God called him. My manner of life from my youth, which was at the place among my own nation, at Jerusalem, know all the Jews, which know me from the beginning. If they will testify day after, that after the most strictest sect of religion, I live a Pharisee. And now I stand and I'm judged for the hope of the promise made of God unto our Father. Unto which promise 12 tribes instantly serve God day and night. Hope to come for which hope, say, King Agrippa, I am accused of the Jews. Why should it be, though a thing incredible with me, that God shall raise the dead? He said, I verily taught you with myself that I ought to do many things contrary to the name of Jesus of Nazareth, which things I also did in Jerusalem, and many of the saints did I shut up in prison, having received authority from the chief priests. And when they were put to death, I gave my voice against them, and I punished them all in every synagogue, and compelled them to blaspheme. And being exceedingly mad against them, I persecuted them even unto a strange city. Thereupon, as I went to Damascus with authority and commission from the chief priest, at midnight, O king, I saw it. At midday I saw in a way a light from heaven, above the brightness of the sun shining around and about me and them which joined with me. And when we were all fell to the ground, I heard a voice speaking with me, saying unto me, Hebrew, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? It is hard for thee to kick against the prick. And I said, Who art thou, Lord? And he said, I'm Jesus, I am Jesus, whom thou persecute. But rise and stand upon thy feet, for I have appointed unto thee for this purpose, to make thee a minister and a witness both of those things which thou hast seen and of things in the which I will appear unto thee. Yes, Lord, my beloved, to open, deliver thee from the poor people. And this Dr. Cox Master Time presents the world today. Our beloved, remember, Jonah in the belly of the whale. Remember, Paul before Agrippa. Our beloved, it was a trying time. He Paul before Agrippa, fighting for his life. It was a trying time to see God manifest his mighty power and take Jonah, take the prophet. The prophet was running away from God. Took the prophet by a submarine. The submarine is made by God. the submarine, the first submarine, got made by God. God love it. And took Jonah where he wanted to hear the gospel. Are there a Jonah today in this building? God tell you. Amen. God bless you.